part of the Job Creation Act dealt with streamlining the approval process for development along waterways. There are temporary rules in place to govern this year's permit applications, but the DNR is proposing some language for permanent rules. The first rule package applies to projects along designated high-quality waters. DNR Fisheries Director Mike Staggs says in order to have good fishing, you first need good water quality.
And then also the nearshore habitat, the aquatic plant beds, the woody cover, those kinds of things are very important. And the main protection right now in Wisconsin for those activities is the water regulation rules that are out there in state law.
Stegg says cold water trout streams such as Black Earth Creek get the stiffest protections under the proposed rules. However, the DNR says many project proposals, even along those waterways, would qualify for a general permit and a shorter 30-day review. Republican lawmakers have accused the DNR of giving this special status to too many lakes and rivers. But environmental groups are leveling their own accusations. Melissa Scanlon of Midwest Environmental Advocates says the Republicans recently suspended the DNR's constitutionally mandated duty to protect the waters of the state.
That should tell all of us loud and clearly that the intent of the legislature is to not protect public rights in waters.
The DNR and environmental groups are taking extra steps to encourage turnout at the upcoming public hearings. But so are some property owners and developers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.